Welcome to the Adam Friedland Show. Okay. It is the week of Thursday, February 26th.
My colleague's being loud right now. I'm at work.
Adam is on the phone.
All right, so is it like the turn signal?
Or? With Volkswagen.
What time?
What time, he's asking. Stopwatch, start, and we're off. We're off for a big one.
Actually, you know what? Let me call you in like an hour and a half.
This is like we're gonna do car talk. We got to transition.
This guy's like a real. This guy that's making noise. He's a real jokester around the office.
Who are you on the phone with? The service department.
I'll call you.
Who are you on the phone with?
Thanks a lot. Okay, appreciate it. Yeah. If we send it to the body shop, I'm just not gonna have my car for another 7 years. So this is ridiculous. All right, thanks, man. All right, bye. All right, see you. Bye.
Who's this?
Now my sister's calling.
Who's this?
That was Volvo. Hi, Zoe. I'm doing the podcast.
Oh my god.
Wait, are you? Is everything okay? Okay, I'm gonna get that thing for her birthday. By the way, the one you sent. We're doing a thing right now. I'm actually on the podcast, and Nick's doing a thing where he's started the podcast while I'm like taking important phone calls. For my family. And
yeah, I did that.
Do you want to say hi to Nick?
I definitely did that before. Yeah, I was like, oh, Zoe's going
to
call. Why don't we start doing the podcast?
Zoe, she wants to say hi.
Well, she can call me personally.
She doesn't have... He said you can call him personally. And he said you don't write, you don't call. He wants your attention all the time. He's like, it's kind of pathetic. Bye. All right, enjoy it. I gotta go. Bye. Sorry, guys. You know, life. Welcome to the Adam Friedland Show podcast. I like your look right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look like very like you're in a symphony orchestra.
Oh. Yeah, I was like going for like a Brookstone guy who hangs out at Brookstone pretending to work there.
Is Brookstone still a company?
No.
No.
Sharper Image.
Sharper Image.
Going to Sharper Image and pretending, I buy this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm actually, I'm at the Genius Bar here.
I'm sorry, do you have a hair dryer that's made out of lasers?
Sorry to...
I'm looking for barbecue equipment that also tells you what time it is.
But I got one of those sensors for my dad and it just did not work. For like the internal meat temperature.
A meat temperature fork.
That's like an app, yeah.
Well, you mean like 20 years ago?
No, like not too long ago.
Sharper Image in Brookstone, it was like...
It literally just did not work.
Those stores just existed for poor people to go into and be like, dude, if I was rich... But then no rich people are actually buying any of that shit.
Yeah.
They don't need an indoor hammock.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's aspirational.
It's aspirational.
Yeah. But also... For kids at the mall to go in the massage chairs.
Right, massage chairs, yeah.
Yeah.
But then everything in there was like a massage item.
Yeah. See, Nick and I grew up in mall culture. We were kind of mall rats growing up. So I used to take a bitch on a date to a...
They still have malls, dude. I was just in Columbus and they got that big one there, yeah.
The Columbus Mall?
The Easton Town Center.
Was it fun?
I guess I should have.
That's kind of the one thing I do consistently on the road is go to the mall with Caleb. Yeah.
Well, there's nothing else to do.
There's nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Rosemont Zanies is like not in Chicago.
It's none
like,
of the clubs.
It's by the airport, but there's an outlet mall, mm-hmm. And I bought Tim's. It was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I dead ass bought Tim's.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will be at Charlie Goodnight's in Raleigh, North Carolina. My return to Charlie Goodnight's.
I think it's just Goodnight's.
I remember one. Yeah, they changed it. Used to be Charlie Goodnight's. It's the new venue now. Last year, those were fun shows. That was like the first. That was my first weekend. I think I did Laugh Boston, and then that was just a bunch of drunk Boston guys.
I'm Laugh Boston next weekend, guys. The 8th, I believe, and 9th.
That was I guess the first weekend I did was The Creek in the Cave, and I hadn't done stand up in like 4 years, and then that was fun.
Uh-huh.
And then I had to do Laugh Boston, and then.
No, you did in Chicago.
Well, that was just doing a 20-minute spot.
I thought you went back after that. No, never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what comics do. Like, this is kind of the conversations we have, you know, behind the scenes. You know,
it is bizarre, the state of the industry now.
Let's get a state of the industry address from the president.
there's probably, oh, you're mocking me?
No. You said say to the industry. It was like, it was an attempt at a
what
riff.
Other words?
It was an attempt
use?
At
what
a
other
riff.
Words would you use to describe?
It was not condescending.
What other words? Oh, let's get a statement from the president.
No, state of the industry.
This is the one time in our 15 years of friendship that I've looked like more of a lesbian than you. Mm-hmm. And now you think you can. Mm-hmm. Now you think you can fucking.
Come to my window.
Now you can do your misogyny at me when it's like.
I wasn't trying to be an asshole.
Now you know how fucking.
That's not my style.
Now you know
of comedy.
How tempting it is. To
that's
be
not
an,
my style of comedy.
You're
I
like,
don't like,
you're like, why are you mean to me and condescending? And it's because you look like that. Because you look like this all the time.
When I put that beard on, you were like, it's ridiculous.
It's all the things that make you annoying when you don't have the beard. When you had the fake beard on, you're like. Yeah, of course this guy's lazy.
He's trying his best.
He's, of course this guy's a bum.
He's a good guy.
He's just relaxing.
I want to have a beer with him.
Yeah, not even a beer. It's just like, leave him the fuck alone.
Yeah, I put on a fake beard and Nick said, you know, normally.
It wasn't just me. I think Hunter said it also, like, because I brought it up and then everyone was like, that's what it is.
Yeah, but everyone, is cafeteria style around the old mall.
No.
Everyone's
no.
like, good one, Nick. You get him.
They're not. It wasn't even a get him sort of thing.
It's
like,
kind of an Archie style.
No,
it's a little bit of Archie Riverdale. You're in the cafeteria.
No,
go bash that Jew.
You know what it actually probably was? It's not even like the look thing. It's because you had a fake beard on. You couldn't talk as much.
I had to remember.
Yeah. You had to shut up.
I had to shut the fuck up.
Oh yeah, that's how it do be.
But it really was.
It's funny. I couldn't speak for like a fucking week, and it was like a nice week with my girlfriend. And mm-hmm. it's like because I couldn't say anything that would be misinterpreted.
Mm-hmm. You know what I wish is that she couldn't speak, right? Or my wife, you know.
Oh, I guess she does talk a lot. I guess your wife doesn't shut the fuck up. She's always saying shit, dude.
I'm back. Anyway, Boston next weekend, following weekend, Detroit the 15th or whatever, the next weekend. Also, I want to say, we had Dan Soder on the premium episode. And if you don't subscribe, go to patreon.com /TAFS.
Dan was supposed to come on for this regular episode, but because of like the timing and some other things that were going on this week,
We couldn't
have him on the regular one, so we had him on the premium.
So I'd like to mention that Dan is releasing his new special
Please
on YouTube, go check on the
it
road,
out.
Check it out.
You
He's
go
one
to
of the
YouTube
best.
@DanSoder.
Yeah, we love Dan.
Why do I sound so old talking about this stuff? I'm not, YouTube was new when I was like a kid. Like I grew up with, well then grow up with
We
YouTube.
Were the beta testers.
Yeah, but it's not like I'm talking. I talk
grapes.
I talk
grape
about
stomping?
The. I talk about the internet now like an old person.
I know.
But I'll be like www.
HTTP.
Right. Why does it sound bad?
Why is it the backslash?
I don't sound like I'm in the Matrix. I feel like I used to sound like I was a part of the Matrix.
You used to be the architect, ergo.
No, I was like the sunglasses and fucking like welcome. Let's listen to Rob Zombie in the club.
Now you're the old lady.
I was thinking about that the other day. That fucking the song Dragula. Is he? What is he talking about?
What is the song? Which one?
Dragula.
Is it? How's it
the
going?
Rob Zombie's like. Dimes and bitches and burns and I slam in the back of my Dragula. You put on a dress and get fucked in your ass?
Oh, Dragula.
Yeah.
I never realized. It sounded so badass. I never listened to
No,
words.
I think it's about, like, it's supposed to
it's
be about.
It's about cross-dressing.
Yeah. I mean, I've joked before that all of his songs are about, like, it's a fucking car that's cool. I mean, so
it's
I think
a spooky,
Dragula.
Spooky, scary.
Dragula is supposed to be a car.
Yeah.
And so is So is a super beast. I think that's also a car.
I think it's a type of beast.
It's always a car from hell. Okay. No, I mean, basically, I think.
It's
the two big
it's,
songs.
It's for babies. Metallica's like that, too. Enter Sandman is just about having scary dreams.
I don't think it's for babies. That kind of stuff isn't for babies. It's for people that are sincere and aren't like, you know, it's not.
Snobs, dickheads, Jews.
You
remember
hipsters is the term.
Remember in the West Memphis 3 documentary where the mom's like, I listen to this song, Nothing Else Matters, every day to like remind me of like that I miss my baby and he's locked up and it's like so emotional.
Is there a problem with that you have?
No, it was like a really beautiful moment in that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it is a nice song, Nothing Else Matters. One of the first songs people learn on guitar. It's easy.
Nothing else matters. Mm-hmm.
I like that song.
But what's the thing that does matter in the song? Getting pussy?
Getting pussy.
Yeah.
I just thought about getting pussy. I got happy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you do. You look like musical genius falling on hard times.
Yeah.
You look like
one of those Jamie Foxx movies. Yeah, which there was only one of, but it feels like there was a million. Uh-huh. It's like Violin Radio.
But didn't he make 9/11?
I don't remember.
There was an asterisk where he was like,
Jamie Foxx lives in a shopping cart.
Yeah, but 9/11
Liam Neeson is like, the boy needs to play his violin.
Is Liam Neeson his best friend?
I don't remember, dude. It's like that is all one genre of like anti-racist. Actually, it's not even. Their movies are kind of racist because it's like there's never. I haven't seen any of them.
Uh-huh.
But radio's like that. No one's racist to radio in the movie.
Uh-huh.
But the movie's supposed to make you feel like, see, we weren't that bad.
It makes us feel good.
I guess, yeah, kind of, you know?
Green Book is another, yeah.
Yeah. That Green Book guy's son does something. Guy from Green Book.
OnlyFans?
No, he's like on The Sopranos or something.
Really?
Yeah, I'm trying.
I love that show, The Sopranos.
Green Book movie.
I love that show, The Sopranos. It's so good. You guys got to check it out. Also want to plug The Sopranos. If you have HBO Max.
Starring Viggo Mortensen.
One of the best names of
Mahershala
all time.
Ali.
Ali.
Don Shirley, an Italian-American. Frank Tony Lip. Vagelania. Tony Lip. Yeah,
Vagelania, that's a good one.
Oh, he's on The Sopranos. He plays Carmine. The guy, that actually.
Old Carmine or little Carmine?
Carmine, the old one.
That's who wrote Green Book?
That is the guy, the character from, in his real life, the actor who plays Carmine on The Sopranos was the guy that drove that black guy around.
Oh, wow.
The movie's based on his real life.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Little Carmine is one of the funniest television characters of all time. Like, all the malapropisms, how he, like, tries to sound smart, and all the guys think he's, like, an intellectual, but, like, he's just using the wrong words constantly.
I don't do that.
I don't know. You pointed at me, so I pointed at
you. Oh, yeah, no, you do that. You do that all the time. But not, like, big words. It's always, like, it's always jargon.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's always, like, something having to do. Like, you're trying to demonstrate, like...
Like, inside baseballs.
Yeah, in the same way that people say inside baseball, mm-hmm. you do that same. I mean, in the process
like when Ian said dystopian nightmare.
I mean, you did it the other day. When we're in there. We have a new person working the switcher now. Thank you. I don't know if we'll... shouldn't disclose your personal information, so we won't say. But everybody, please welcome if you've been enjoying the switching the last couple episodes.
And thank you.
We have a thank you to we'll keep you insulated from these animals you're totally welcome.
Very
and then
guy.
You know, it's like you come in, we're all trying to figure
what was
out
what did I just say?
A more efficient process, and you just fucking come in just diapered up, just diaper energy.
What was my malapropism?
Or you can set up hotkeys. Yeah. Sincerely, you said or you can set up just...
For the camera switching, you set up 1, 2, and 3 as hotkeys.
As hotkeys.
I used it correctly. You just attribute a gayness to everything I say.
No, but it's just, it could not be
It was very funny the other day.
It could not be less relevant information. It'd be like if people...
In communication with our editor, I'm not complaining right now. It's very funny you said this. I was in communication with our editor about the new episode that's coming. It should be out within the week. I promise, actually, this time. Nick said that every time I try to update him, it sounded like I was gossiping.
You do, though. You got you.
No,
like,
you just attached. I was like, hey, we need the X, Y, and Z, or he's having a problem with this.
You come to me, you're like, I think Bobby's having a mental breakdown.
No, I said, I think
Bobby's so immediately, I don't even respond.
This guy nuts.
I don't even respond to him. I just take the phone out and I call Bobby on speakerphone. You go, no, what are you doing? Why? And then I say, hey, no, Bobby, so what's going on?
It wasn't about the first scene.
Because it's just you relate.
No, but because you kept you talking drama. About the first scene. You I said it drama. Wasn't about
I wasn't
the first
talking
scene.
About it. I was done a week ago. I said,
no, you said, so he wants to leave the first scene. And I said, it's not about the first scene. It's not about the first scene. I think we're just like, he's been working like.
It's great. You just call. All you have to do is call. You come to me. You're like, guess what?
You just you think I sound that way.
Well, guess what?
Every time. I don't talk like that.
Guess what? Yeah.
I don't talk like that.
Mm. I think the only reason you're friends with Ian is because he's doing something scandalous 24/7.
No.
I think you have a parasitic relationship with Ian Finance.
No. I think it's the opposite of a way.
Huh?
I think if I was some musical genius living on the streets, Ian wouldn't look twice at me.
Mm-hmm. Why do they dress like this?
Like this?
Yeah, like music people. Like, if you're in the symphony, you have to look like, you just look stupid. They make them look worse.
They have to dress nice, I think.
Yeah, but they're not dressed nice.
A nice collared shirt.
I know. They look like, yeah, they look like a bum going to a wedding.
Well, they're a bum after they have the mental breakdown.
Mm.
You know. Shine, Jeffrey Wright, Rush. That's another crazy music guy movie.
Mm-hmm.
Shine.
You want to say it again?
Shine.
Two or more times?
Shine, Jeffrey Rush. Shine.
Now it's funny.
Shine.
Yeah. Shine. There you go.
I'm going to start calling, saying foin again about girls.
Yeah.
And noise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Noise needs to come back.
Noise?
Yeah. All right. Noise.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Yeah,
someone's threatening your life.
No. Oh, okay. Come on, Nick. Nick, we got to play the long con on this. Let me run point, okay?
All right.
Can I ask you a question, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't go all guns a-blazing in a situation like this. This is the one thing I excel at, okay? Mm-hmm. I am an ordinary person, if not unimpressive human being when it comes to most things. But there's one thing that I excel at, and that is this type of scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Because you already see, they're already on the ropes,
mm-hmm.
you know? And what you do is you don't bulldoze.
Right.
You're not a bull in a china shop.
You bug them out, dude. No, you persist.
You have to bug
style.
You have to.
You're finding your crevices.
It's not even a bug thing. What it is, the bug bastard. No, it is an Anasazi. I guess, I mean, if a spider is a bug, I'll accept that.
Anansi the spider?
Anansi.
Yeah.
Anansi?
Anansi the spider.
Anansi.
But Anansi the spider wasn't like...
He was an African-style spider.
I know, he was African, so he wasn't like... Was he like sneaky and stuff and backhanded? That's not what he would do.
I don't remember.
I remember as a kid, like, having a problem with Anansi the spider, because it's like... It's actually kind of fucked up that they teach white kids about Anansi, you know? Because it's sort of... Everyone hates spiders. And then this one's like, he's African, and then you could be like, oh, well, this one's actually good. You know what I mean? Like, if you're predisposed to maybe being racist.
And you would assume a third grader is.
Yes.
You think that
I don't think it's a good idea to tell kids, to go to a group of white kids and say, mm-hmm. I know you think spiders are pretty bad and scary, mm-hmm. but this one's from Africa.
Mm-hmm. Go off.
Yeah, and he's actually a pretty good guy.
So you were in second grade, and you were like, this beep.
I'm not saying it's being racist towards a Nazi. I'm saying that it to be like, well, this one's
was
different.
He a good guy?
This is what spiders would be like if they still lived in Africa. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It kind of comes off that way.
I thought what they were teaching us was that fables come from Africa.
Obviously, I get it. You're not. You got to back me up here on this.
I think it's true. I think he's obviously, a goddamn. I don't want Anansi.
I love not Anansi.
Living in my neighborhood.
I loved Anansi. It made me wish as a kid. I was like, I wish I could get
along.
What
did he do? He did
with
good
real
stuff.
Spiders like this, and they weren't just. They didn't just scare me.
But the other spider from when you're a kid is giving messages to a pig.
Charlotte Webb.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a fucking bitch.
Yeah, it's a.
What's that do for boys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a girl thing.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in girls.
I'm not. Yeah. I don't care about a play girl sports, spider, dude. They did the same thing with James and the Giant Peach. In fact, that's half the reason why I didn't like spiders. It's because in my mind, they were French women trying to bite me while I'm asleep. Just leave the fucking kid alone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Let him have his big peach and go to New York.
He made it.
He did.
He made it. Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And his aunts get their comeuppance.
He had bad aunts? Is that why he left?
Mm-hmm. Well, today officially begins the March countdown. It's March Madness for Kung Fu Panda 4.
Oh, you're hyped on this one.
I am.
Friend of the show, Jack Black.
I might try to smoke weed out of retirement to go see Kung Fu Panda 4.
I tried it the other day again.
Did you?
Yeah.
How was it?
I thought it was great. My girlfriend said, shut, you're talking too much.
Yeah, probably. I'd probably be bad at it. I'd probably do it like a 12-year-old.
Our old pal Michael Foodie had a theory on weed that you have to do 2 months on, 2 months off, and when you go back on, your peak riff. That the first week, you're just getting Andre's Steakhouse's. That's how you did Andre's Steakhouse.
Yeah.
You hit resin.
I did. Amber would leave.
You hit resin like a hobo.
Yeah, Amber would leave. And then you came up with gold. Nothing to do in the morning, and I was like, "Fuck it, let me try it."
Yeah.
Let me see how it feels.
Should we do weed?
What's that?
I mean, cannabis culture is like that could be a new audience that we attract. Kind of 420 guys.
I think that my theory is this. I think to have this show have any kind of, because like, look, we wanted to move on from podcasting. We did podcasting for 6 years. Some high points that I think are very funny, very good.
I had a lot to do with it.
But things have to come to an end. And then somehow with this, it was like, oh, we'll do a talk show. We'll shoot stuff. But it's actually impossible.
It's not impossible.
Well, it's not impossible, but you can't do it every week. You can't do two talk show episodes a week.
We could do one a month.
We could do one a month, but we'd have to severely...
I'll say this publicly. We will do one a month after this next episode.
Okay. But then it's just going to be a monologue in the interview. We can't shoot.
We can discuss this later.
Okay. It's not possible to do a bunch of location shooting and get those.
Yes, it's not possible to do.
To have a.
Tarkovsky.
Not even Tarkovsky.
It's not possible to even do.
Just to do something that isn't a sketch in this office where. You go, the show's failing, and I'm trying to make it good.
So what do we have for the new sketch?
Yeah, it can't just be that.
But what if it is? Mm-hmm. What if it's the same every single time, and it's kind of just like...
I'll kill you and myself. if that continues, I'll kill
you. So just
both.
Full disclosure to the audience, the introduction to the new episode has driven us to the point of insanity.
No one cares anymore.
No, they will care about it. They'll see it and they'll like it.
No one is like, wow, but I can't wait for the next episode.
They
no
think we're liars.
People think it ended years
people
ago.
Think we're pathetic.
And now they don't. A few people that
they're
had
on
interest.
Drugs.
The few people that have interest, they just see a bunch of these weird podcasts.
Yeah.
And we somehow wound up. We could have just continued doing the old show with the same name, even
that was what
just
I said.
As bad as this, and it wouldn't have cost us close to $500,000 now. This is the amount of money we've spent.
And we accidentally spent $7,000 a couple weeks ago, just on accident.
Oh, yeah.
It was an accident.
It was.
It's just enough. Enough.
Yeah. Look, if anything, that's the nice part is all the money has gone to our friends who need the money probably more than us because they got kids.
They're genius musicians. They live on the
right. Streets. Yeah, yeah.
And they're black. All of them.
What was I saying? Oh, we have to podcast, at least for the time being.
While we
stem the tide of the slow bleed out of.
No, don't worry. Don't worry. I got this. Okay.
All right.
Nicholas, when you're on the beach.
Hey, my point is.
And we're walking side by side on the beach.
My point is this. We have to figure out, this is going to have to be a themed podcast. Years ago, 2015, whenever Cometown started, what was that, 2008?
I hear it was good.
Something like that. Everyone at the time, the comedians would go, you have to have a podcast and it's got to have a theme. Mm-hmm. And I said, that sounds gay. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have a theme. Well, who's checking in on a theme? It's like, why don't we just sit down and say things? That seems to be what they all turn into anyways.
Okay.
It's people sitting down and saying
things. So we need a theme now.
No one's doing themes anymore.
Queer Socialist WWE.
I say we do a deep dive on subreddits, and each episode is about a specific subreddit.
Honestly, that's a great idea.
That's what I mean. It's also, That's all. They block. I can't see Twitter anymore.
When we did the tiny.
I can't see Twitter.
You found the tiny penis one.
I know. Just do more of that. But like, dude, I'm obsessed with the psychology of individual.
All right, let's go to one right now.
I don't know. I'll wait until I find a new one, and then I'll prepare, and it'll be, and then that'll be my new passion in life. Yeah.
I think we should make fun of one right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can find one. I wanted to talk about the other drama. But also, today's episode is brought to you by a company called Factor. And I know what you're thinking. Factor? What the hell is this? Math class? Mm-hmm.
Bill O'Reilly show?
Yeah. The only 2 + 2 I'm trying to do is a 2-year-old plus. I know. I got us in trouble with the other sponsors, so I'm not going to say that. Factor is our, what?
No, it's funny. I said you just did. Yeah.
What?
Nothing. Keep going. Factor.
Yeah. Factor is a sponsor. I'm actually excited about this one. They already sent us the stuff. Luckily, they sent some. It's a, what Factor is what's the fucking, what do you call it? Like, oh, it's right here. Pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals. That's too wordy. It's fucking meal prep. They say it's one of these companies where they send you the food. It's already made. You just throw it in the fridge. Mm-hmm. You pop them out in the microwave, and then it works with you know, whatever kind of calorie tracking.
And you hit all your macros.
I'm 35 now. I have a woman's bone structure. When I was younger, I was able to lift weights and put on. Like a level of muscle that could approximate a male physique,
same,
I'd say.
Same.
But now my joints are fucked up, which I feel is unfair. I don't think if you're tiny, you should ever have joint problems. Mm-hmm. It's like my lower back hurts all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm like, from doing what?
You should be agile.
Barely reaching the cookie jar.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I don't understand.
It could be taxing.
I don't understand why my knees hurt.
Yeah.
I weigh 9 pounds.
Yeah, tall people should.
Right, exactly. Yeah. They deserve it. Yeah. Whenever they're like, oh, my back. I'm like, good. Fuck you. Mm-hmm. Fuck you and your back.
Go to the wheelchair.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Be in a wheelchair.
I know. It's fucking so annoying.
If you're one
annoying.
Of these tall, 5'10" guys.
It's so fucking annoying, dude.
You're one of these giant 5'11".
Did I have SI joint pain?
What's SI, Sports Illustrated?
Sacroiliac joint. It's not even a joint.
That sounds like a woman made up thing.
Yeah, it's where your tail is.
That sounds like a Lena Dunham said she's got that.
Yeah, it's literally your back walls is what it is.
You hit your back walls?
No, I didn't. That's what I mean.
You have penetrated
no one's
the back
even
walls?
No one has even blown out my back, mm-hmm. yet it hurts.
Mm-hmm. The migrants have penetrated the back.
It's very hard for me to get back into working out now because I'm like, for what?
Well, it has to be now for like balance and core.
It has to be like, maintaining things as I get older. And it's like,
fashion muscles.
The whole like idea of aging gracefully. And it's like, oh, you work out to like, you know, maintain what you have and like, you know, to like take care of your body. I'm like, no, I just want to just give me drugs. You know what I mean?
Like Elysium, like a rich person and you're healthy.
Yeah, sort of.
Like Neil Blomkamp's
I'm trying to be responsible Elysium. Enough that like, you know, I can maybe not end up, like the goal, you want to do enough money that you at least have a house that you're not going to get kicked out of. Mm-hmm. But then like, look, one bedroom. Mm-hmm. I don't even need a fucking mattress. Once I know the house is there and the government's not going to take it away from me. Mm-hmm. I will do heroin in that room.
Mm-hmm. Until and it'll be yours.
Anyways, let's start over. Today's episode is brought to you by a company called Factor. And Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. My point is this.
Okay, go ahead.
Is that getting back into, and I was very excited when this came through, because the only way I could possibly get back into working out, I can't do the fucking just eating boiled chicken anymore.
It's disgusting.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to learn how to cook. I refuse.
It's nice to cook.
No, it's not. First of all, your girlfriend, I've been to your house. You're like, we're cooking, and then your girlfriend does everything.
So rude.
And you spill wine all over your apron.
I actually spilled.
Your Larry David apron.
I spilled the potatoes.
You're like, look what the, yeah, it was disgusting.
I threw those
You invite us over for latkes, and then
I invited him over for Hanukkah to share my culture.
And he spills the potatoes into like the garbage disposal, and he goes, it's fine, I'll wash them. And then he like digs out. He digs out.
Them in the
he
trash.
Digs out mashed potatoes from the sink
no,
trap.
They were shredded potatoes.
And then fucking tries to like serve that as a meal. He tries
I didn't
to.
Do, I mean, it wasn't that nasty.
It was that disgusting. It was like the most heinous thing I've ever witnessed. Is fucking like sink trap mashed potatoes.
I didn't. The point is that those went in the trash.
And then he's gonna be like, "Yeah, cooking is a lot of fun. You're terrible at it. It's
I'm
awful."
Not bad at cooking.
I don't know. Anytime I've tried to cook anything, it tastes like I followed a recipe. It tastes like the individual ingredients. I can taste the amounts. I can taste the essay that was written. This is the other thing. I don't know what happened in this building. But we came into this place.
That's next door.
That's next door. But now I hear, like, you can hear people, like, you can hear a phone vibrating. Somebody else moved in upstairs. There's no way we can you can't do an interview in here anymore. Everything's going to pick up. I can hear this guy talking to his fucking mom on the phone.
What's her vibe? What's her
name? I don't know. I mean, I hear his side of
it. He's such a bitch, dude. He has a mom.
Anyways.
Factor is a...
It's, you know, so it's meal delivery, and they send them to you, and then I don't know, plug a different product that has a similar name to theirs. It's not the same service, by the way. It's just, it's the meal tracking side of things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you can just fucking scan them, it plugs them in, it hits your macros for the day, and, you know, they have different options.
Especially for busy people like Nick and myself.
Or just people that don't, like, my body's fucking terrible, and I just like
you're a handsome.
And you just you should like it makes it easier.
Relatively
it's like
in shape.
Okay, look, I got it. Take the picture of the thing, mm-hmm. log it, try to hit what mm-hmm. I need for the day
mm-hmm.
according to an app,
mm-hmm.
and then yeah, maybe get back into working out. It's just I just want to sit in the fucking sauna. So I think I maybe have my bones weigh a pound.
You have osteoporosis?
I think my entire skeleton is...
That is girl style to have... That's lady style. Yeah. Osteoporosis.
I think I have osteoporosis.
That's like male breast cancer.
My bones are shrinking.
It's pathetic.
Yeah. I think I'm all cartilage at this point.
Really? You're a jellyfish.
I'm like a shark.
A shark, yeah.
And I don't sleep.
Yeah, shark. That's shark vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that... You know what's funny? When you find those things on the beach and somebody's like, oh, that's the shark's purse. And you're like, they're gay?
Who says that?
You remember to find that on the beach?
No one's ever said that to me. A shark's purse?
Shark's purse, yeah. It's like the little, like, the thing.
Who told
it looks
you that?
Like a purse.
Who told you that?
I don't know.
Your boyfriend?
An adult.
Your boyfriend?
I'm going to look it up.
Your
right
adult
now,
boyfriend? That,
this is what I hate, man. It's like you just keep...
A shark's purse?
Anything I say, I'm like...
That's
this
not
be,
a normal
This would be a fun riff, and
they
you're like,
sand,
that's not real.
They have a sand dollar.
That's not real.
A sand dollar is
no,
a
that's no
we
one's
all
heard,
know sand
actually,
dollars.
Actually, no one's heard that ever, Adam.
I'm sorry for contradicting you.
A shark's purse.
What is it? It looks like a mask for COVID.
What is no, it? No.
I'm not contradicting. I'm your biggest fan.
Every time, dude.
I'm your biggest fan.
Hey, you know that thing? No.
What? When?
No. How about Shine?
Shine.
Well, let's do my style comedy.
Noise.
Shine.
Noise.
Dude, I'm going to bring back saying noise.
Noise.
Shine.
Shine.
They call them mermaids purses.
Oh, nice.
And it's an egg case. It's a shark egg case. Cat sharks.
So you went to shark beaches. You went to like...
No, New Jersey beaches have these fucking things.
Oh, I grew up doing West Coast beaches.
Oh, okay.
Kind of locals only more so.
I tell you, I love the Atlantic. I love the Atlantic Ocean.
I like it too. It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
It's dark. It's emo. It's sort of the Jack Skellington of oceans.
Mm-hmm. Pacific's mean. The Pacific's like pissed off.
It's just like a hot girl is being a cunt to people.
Who,
they're
the
like, oh, you're going to the beach?
No, the Pacific's a psycho. The Atlantic's
you're going
like,
to the
beach? Atlantic's just more depressed.
We gotta get through Saturday.
Factor.
Factor is a meal delivery. Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals make eating better every day easy. Whether tomorrow takes
sounds great.
Wherever tomorrow takes you, be ready with pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals delivered right to your door. You'll have over 35 different options a week to choose from, including keto, calorie smart, vegan plus veggie, and more. And there's even more to enjoy with over 55 nutrition-packed add-ons that help make your weekly meal planning even more delicious. I did wish, because we have some here.
They're those bags, right?
Well, we have a fridge, but we don't have a microwave, so you'd have to eat them cold if you wanted to try one on the show.
We could get a microwave.
Fuck.
What's up?
I just got a really weird headache. I'm okay.
You're right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I know, like a migraine.
So is that promo code?
Anyways, yeah, I don't want it. We can get a microwave, I guess.
I'm sorry, dude.
No, it's all right. You know when you just
five?
You don't know. It's
like a flash headache. Like,
yeah. It's like just stabbing pain.
It's another girl thing. Menopause.
Yeah, I'm losing my bones.
You're doing menopause style.
My bones are being.
You're having hot flashes.
What do you get? Rhabdomyolysis.
I'm not. You know so much about doctor shit, dude. I don't know anything.
Anyways, yeah, and these were nice too because I couldn't really eat. I don't know. I had the turkey chili. Well, my mouth was fucked up.
The Factor one.
Factor turkey chili.
Beautiful.
2-minute meals. Fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant quality meals that are ready to eat, heat and eat wherever you are. Snacks, smoothies, and more. Just got a wide variety of. They got smoothies. They got fucking snacks and stuff. Sign up and save. They've done the math. It's less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. It's a perfect solution if you're looking for fast, upscale options done easily.
Oh.
Done easily.
Upscale is nice. That's a good selling point.
Flexible for your schedule. Get as much or as little as you need by choosing 6 to 18 meals per week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. There's no prep, no mess meals. They're 100% ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. So head to factormeals.com/TAFS.
What's going on?
There's no promo code in the copy.
And promo code we're assuming is TAFS.
TAFS at factormeals.com/TAFS.
And what's the discount?
50% off.
What?
50% off.
That's a huge discount.
Yeah.
That's massive, guys.
Yeah.
So, guys, Nick has used the product. He's a fan of the product.
Oh, we have some here.
This is a personal endorsement. So go ahead, click in that URL, put in our promo code.
Maybe we will get a microwave. Maybe we can do that after this.
Yeah.
I put all this on because I thought I needed to for something that's not that's not today.
Yeah.
My recital, my dance recital.
Yeah. Nick is it's kind of like when an adult goes and gets a white belt. Like Nick is, you're in a music school with just 4-year-old Asian kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing Suzuki method.
I'm doing School of Rock, but instead of rock, it's orchestra. It's school, it's regular school.
You're just going to elementary school.
Yeah, you've seen the movie School of Rock. Yeah. It's sort of like that, except it's just school.
I think that's a good idea for a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, here's my pitch. You have a guy like a Philip Seymour Hoffman style, like that talented at acting, right? He has a tragedy in his life, right? Wife, 3 kids, they all die, right? He has a mental break.
He accidentally axe at them too hard and they fucking overdose on his acting.
We'll figure that out, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has a mental break, wakes up in his childhood bedroom because he's moved back home, right? And then he just gets up. His mom still has his setup the same way from him growing up. He just grabs his backpack and he walks to elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and then the whole town feels so bad for him that they don't have the heart to tell him that he's not an elementary schooler. It's kind of like Lars and the Real Girl, where they're like, yeah, that's a real bitch, actually. Because everyone's like, that guy's such a loser. We can't tell him it's not a real bitch.
Uh-huh.
I think this is a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you could play the Philip Seymour Hoffman style guy.
I just want to go back to school.
Yeah. It's called Back to School 3.
Just let me go back to school!
Just like that?
Yeah.
And he thinks he's a little kid.
Mm-hmm. I'm small.
It's like, it's not Billy Madison because
how
it's...
How did you do the breathe, the nose smiling?
He was a great breathe actor.
I'm nose.
Him and Gandolfini were both the best two breathe actor guys.
Yeah.
Like when Tony would eat, he'd eat like half fistful of gabagool. So good. Learn how to act, so man.
Yeah, it is fun.
If anyone is watching this and knows how to act,
we should. This show would be fucking amazing if this podcast we had. Just a mentally ill 70-year-old woman that's like, I have spent my life in the theater.
Yeah. Teaching us Meisner.
Whatever that nerve. Not the Parkinson's one, but like, you know, Parkinson's light that old people get? Where you just kind of...
The yips.
Is that what that's called?
I think it's if you're scared.
Is that what that's called, the yips now?
I don't know. Isn't that that's kind of like a World War II? Like a, yeah, I don't know. What's Parkinson's light?
Huh?
Nothing.
You know how, like, maybe they just have Parkinson's and they work.
We should add.
In my life, I've met old people that were shaking. And, like, I feel like Parkinson's is such a big deal. When you find out somebody that gets it, that I would see those old people shaking. And I'm like, well, if it was Parkinson's, they'd be, like, fucking freaking out about it. Maybe they just had Parkinson's and they were just.
Chill about it.
They were chill about it. So
yeah, my mom was pretty chill when she first had it.
Well, she had other stuff going on, too.
Yeah, later on. She had Parkinson's for 8 years before the brain cancer.
8 years?
Yeah, like 8 years.
No, I remember.
She was doing yoga.
I remember when your mom was diagnosed.
She was diagnosed right after I moved to New York, 2014.
Yeah.
So she had it.
And then
she passed away in 2020. So I guess 6 years.
Yeah, but the diagnosis of the cancer was.
2 years prior to her passing.
So that's what, 4 years?
What are you checking the facts on?
Because you said 8 years and it doesn't add up.
So 6, 7 years.
No, 4 years. I just don't understand why you would lie about something so close to you.
She was diagnosed 2013 and 2014 and she passed away 2020.
What you said is that
I said eight and it's probably 6 or 7.
Had Parkinson's for 8 years prior to the other.
Listen, you're keeping me honest and I appreciate it because like I am a.
I'm just, she's watching.
I'm a clout guy.
She's watching.
She's always watching.
And she's like, you're
she's
lying.
She's my favorite lady.
You're lying again right
she's
now.
She's my favorite lady.
I can see you lying. And everyone in heaven is laughing at her for having
no,
a lie.
No, not laughing at her, laughing at me.
They're
I'm
like, we want you to know you're in heaven not because you were a good person, but because your son is such a piece of shit. Because your son is such a piece of shit.
She's the best person I've ever met.
Because your son is such a piece of shit.
She would have loved you.
We don't.
She was really funny, too.
You earned it on that alone.
The reason I called it Funny Mom is because she was the funniest person I ever met.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's kind of, it seems like a very 2009 hipster name for a show.
What, Funny Moms?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it was.
No, it's my LLC also.
Yeah. Well, we got a new. We started a new.
Oh,
you guys
would
be pleased to
Inc.
know that on. This is the kind of stuff that people really.
This is what they want to know.
On the financial side, of all this no longer is this project funneled through my LLC. Me and Adam are now officially business partners. That
we're gonna die together.
50-50 ownership of everything.
We can't quit each other.
We got a stock split.
We're crazy in love.
I don't know. What does that even mean?
What?
What does that even mean?
Crazy in love?
You know what's crazy? I haven't thought about killing myself, I think, in like 7 years now.
No, that's not true. But it's been like maybe 7 weeks.
No, I honestly, I haven't.
Truly, like you, no, that's not true.
No, I haven't, dude. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you right now.
No, I've been angry or upset, but I haven't, like, you know, when you're younger, you're like, maybe
it's very nice that you don't say, I want to kill myself.
Well, I don't. I haven't. I literally haven't. And then it's like, maybe that's all happiness is.
Just not wanting to
kill yourself.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
That's really all.
I think that's fair.
People think it's like, what, being a Chinese guy on top of a mountain? No.
Yeah, floating while you're meditating?
No.
That's not even possible. Uh-uh. It's just not wanting to kill yourself.
Yeah, it's not. That's all as good as it gets.
That Chinese guy's a fucking liar. Plus.
That guy's a loser. He's and then often loser. They killed themselves, dude. That's the thing. Know. Like, that's why I never understood.
The Rage Against the Machine.
The Rage Against the Machine guy. They show you that and they're like, wow, he did this.
The U.S. soldier did this week for Palestine.
I know, but he's a U.S. soldier. The Rage Against the Machine guy.
It is.
The Rage Against the Machine guy burning himself to death over some Chinese bullshit.
I thought it was the Vietnam War.
You know what I mean. The point is. Is that this guy doing that, it's like, okay, well, good for you, right, that you did that, but doesn't that mean Buddhism's bullshit?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, even if Buddhism worked, wouldn't you just be able to be like, you know what, let them do whatever fucking thing that's happening.
I thought,
que sera.
Maybe it is like a Metallica and nothing else matters kind of thing. Mm. Maybe that's what Buddhism is, right? Isn't it that nothing matters?
Kinda, yeah. I guess. I don't really know much about Buddhism. It seems like the whole thing is a cover. It seems like what Buddhism is was a million years ago, there was an Indian prince,
yeah,
who had everything you could ever want, but he started going bald, right? And he's like, fuck, that's embarrassing. And he's like, I'm going to shave my head. And he did it, and people were like, you know, he's like, how does it look, you know? And the people in his court were like, oh, yeah, it looks awesome. He's like, what, it looks fucking bad? And they're like, yeah, it looks bad. And he's like, you know what? Just fucking, you know what? Who cares about anything? I don't need any of this fucking shit. In fact, that's a religion. So now I'm getting, everybody.
In fact, it makes me a better guy.
Let's all, I don't give a fuck about shit. We're all going to be bald. Let's all shave our heads and wear pajamas. And now it's a new religion. So I'm actually, I don't fucking care, dude. And then a bunch of Chinese people were like, oh,
that,
yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, now I don't have to, you know, because it sucks being Chinese. So I guess I'll just be bald.
Yeah. And now every country that does it.
And now Richard Gere's doing it. He's just got a bunch of mice in his ass and he's fucking sitting around his mansion being like, yeah, actually, this matters. Actually, this is my religion.
Yeah.
And he's just sitting there quietly and all you hear is like, from the wheel. From the wheel inside his ass.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a whole fun, he's got a whole amusement park for them in his ass.
Those translucent tubes. Just imagine Richard Gere's, his colonoscopy, it's just the tubes. It's fucking.
He has to pay his assistant to clean out his
tank.
The
Petco. Yeah. He's like, can you do me a favor? Can you pick up some bedding? And when you come back, I'm going to be on the inversion board. Just go ahead and I'm in a deep meditative trance. Go in, just go ahead and insert that.
Yeah, it's actually really spiritual that I do this with my ass. It makes me a better guy than you. We haven't heard from that guy in a while, Richard Gere. Actually, he's in the, I know, never mind.
Well, he's in Israel?
No, he's in a new movie that Paul Schrader's making.
Oh.
Yeah.
The ass hamsterer?
Mm-hmm.
The man that... The hamster fucker by Paul Schrader.
Yeah, and you think he's just a normal hamster fucker, but it turns out he's MAGA. And he's trying to escape his MAGA past.
Oh, yeah, so it's relevant.
So it's relevant. It's a commentary on society.
Oh, gotcha.
That's what he always does.
Gotcha.
That's what the goat always does.
The crowd work comedian. He's making a bunch of money off TikTok, but the reality is he's got a bunch of gerbils in his ass.
Yeah. And it's his secret.
Sort of about, I guess.
We love him.
Yeah, we do.
He's a legend.
Mm-hmm.
We love it. We actually, we love him a lot.
Uh-huh.
That's all we'll say about that.
Yes.
So Kate Middleton hasn't been seen in 6 months. You know that?
Is that true?
Yeah.
She's been murdered?
I think she's like, yeah.
Is she one? She was one of the bachelorettes?
For the England, for William. She's the white one.
I finally watched an episode of The Bachelor
last
night.
It's so good.
I don't. I mean, and I'm not saying this to be like.
I love it.
Because I'm past the point in my life where I'm like, this sucks because it's people like it. You know?
But you're not trying to be a snob.
I'm not trying to be a snob.
But you didn't enjoy it.
I've watched. I mean, when I say that, I mean, I sat down and watched it. I've seen The Bachelor casually throughout my life because it's been on for 20 years.
I'm watching this season.
And it's the same conversations over and over and over again for 20 years, which a lot of people say, isn't that just what you do?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, begrudgingly, because we got trapped.
Yeah.
We got trapped.
Yeah.
I would probably be happier managing a GameStop, fucking being like, dude, 25% store discount?
Yeah.
And I'm addicted to pills? Doesn't get much better than that, pal.
It's been a little while
for
since
a guy like me. doesn't get much better than that.
Dude, I have every single Zelda title at my house.
Every single Zelda title
in my efficiency apartment, and I am so alone.
Yeah, actually, it'd be terrible. I would just be priced out of Austin. I would be living in like the Serengeti of Texas. Just commuting 5.5 hours.
You'd be like in a place with a fucking, what are those balls?
I would just be bitter. I would hate Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
I'd be like, these guys.
They ruined the scene.
Yeah. We had the best comedians.
Yeah. Austin was good before these LA guys came in and ruined our scene.
Right. I'm living 5 hours away.
Yeah.
I'm in Oklahoma. I just get a tornado tries to come by, but I'm too fat at that point. They'd be sucked up. It's like, do we even have an obesity crisis, or do we have a tornado problem? Uh-huh. And on a subconscious level, the species knows the answer.
I need to survive.
Heavier. Mm-hmm. Let's go heavier than the... Because it is right there through that...
They're making a new one, you know that.
Twister?
Yeah, remake.
Oh. And what, it's a black lady?
Yes.
Yeah, look out, y'all, here I come.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My name's F5. Who's part? We got Monique as a tornado now.
I believe it is Monique.
Because woke, the cancel culture has to take tornadoes away from conservative America.
They woke everything.
That was their thing.
Yeah.
All we got here is NASCAR and tornadoes, and now you got to fucking say,
they gave tornadoes to black
ladies. They're saying the fat black ladies.
What do we have left?
We got nothing.
We just have sexual assault. That's the last thing they left to the men.
Dude, this started with
white men.
They killed Dale Earnhardt, and then they saw us weak. And they fucking have just spent the last 20 years, but no more. The South will rise again.
But guess what? They're confusing our weakness for kindness.
Our Southern weakness.
Yeah, and we're not kind. We're bitches.
We're actually fucking weak.
We're just weak, but we're also cunts.
I'll tell you what we're going to do is we're going to put arsenic in the eggnog. Mm-hmm. And we're going to show you. Now it's time for our volley in the war on happy holidays. Enjoy your holiday eggnog.
What is that?
We're going to call it that. What?
To kill Christians?
No, to kill people that just want eggnog. We're going to have Happy Holidays eggnog.
I never
had it. So it's no longer Christmas-style eggnog. Now it's for everybody. Uh-huh. But guess what? It's got poison in it. Uh-huh. So enjoy that. You want to buy the non-controversial eggnog?
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's time to die.
Die.
Yeah.
If you woke it.
And that'll be the real rapture. Uh-huh. Because we're all... We have Christmas eggnog, and anybody that drinks that is fine.
Yeah.
Anybody that chooses the Happy Holidays eggnog.
You know, that's what happened to Jews during the plague, because it was passed around from swine, so people thought they were wizards.
What?
The plague in Europe was spreading through swine.
No, it's spread through rats.
So how did Jews not get it?
They did. Well, there just wasn't that many Jews.
0% fatality rate.
For Jewish people?
Mm-hmm. I think they also watched.
Didn't RFK say that about COVID? Wasn't he? What did he say at that dinner?
He said something like that. Jews, no Jew has ever.
Jews invented COVID. They invented COVID.
Yeah.
What's going on with that guy? I get it's like somebody thought it was funny to sign me up for fucking emails for every. I mean, I don't even.
That's
like
funny. That is pretty funny. Whoever
every
shout out to them.
I get every newsletter ever.
I love the around election time when they just sound like they're just like, please give me pussy. Like in the title, in the subject line of every email. Like
they say, please give me pussy.
It is that tone, like, please, like Donald Trump is about to molest us.
Mm-hmm.
Please, Adam. Please, this is Barack Obama. Please protect me.
Mm-hmm. You
know, I really didn't go anywhere.
Yeah. No, the RFK ones are like, you know, these bastards want to fucking, they're doing everything they can to keep fucking RFK down. It's like, it's not that serious, dude. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about the fucking, that's the worst part about, like, does anybody actually care about who's president? As much as the people doing it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. No.
You know?
Nerds.
No, not even. They don't even care.
Losers do.
Podcasts ruined literally everything.
Yeah, yeah. People don't have hope.
You can get paid to care about things. And it was like, Gen X had it figured out. You shouldn't care about anything.
Nirvana.
All we needed, Gen X, if we had Gen X, but people were fucking maybe a little bit more, that would have been a perfect society. And we were getting close.
Yeah.
You know, that's what the 90s was.
Yeah. Woodstock 94.
Yes.
Woodstock 99.
Rap rock. That is close. That's close to
close.
What a perfect society would be.
It was close. But there was a lot of sexual assault at 99.
It was there, though?
There was mud. Yeah.
Mud?
I remember
people got mud in there.
It rained a lot.
People nutted in the mud.
People nutted in the mud.
That was one of the. That was one of the top acts that year. Nutted in the mud.
BC Boys got mad about it.
Yo, we're rap rock group. Nutted in the mud.
Nutted in the mud.
Yeah, and then it's like, yeah, it's mixed race. Rap rock group.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Our song, The Clowns Have Come, Our Clowns at the Club. That's the number one song.
Clowns at the Club, yeah.
Don't you dare disrespect my tiny car. I'll step out of it and we could go to war. It's a tiny clown mafia.
That's pretty good.
It's the clown rap mafia.
That's pretty good.
It's crazy that of all of the subgenres of rap rock, the one that's had the most longevity is the clown branded one. That is, ICP still going strong.
Yeah.
They House still of Pain, nothing.
Nothing.
But clown rap rock.
House of Pain had to pick up guitars. They became Everlast.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uncle Cracker is literally just
he
that.
He had to pick
now.
Up a guitar.
Now he's just literally some cracker uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
it used
sad
to it
what
used to
done,
be
what they've done to him.
It used to be
he used to rhyme and he used to spit. No, Kid Rock picked up the guitar.
Yeah. No, they found out he can sing and then he has to do that instead.
Just let white men rap.
Yeah. Have you seen Modest Yahoo's back on the news because they're canceling his the workers at venues are boycotting him?
What do you do?
He's pro Israel. So, like, he's on his most recent tour.
He is?
Yeah, he is.
That's shocking.
Why? I mean, he stinks.
He stinks. I told you, I've said this story before, but my mom, like, and it was like, she was being so nice.
Mm-hmm.
She, like, came into my room. I was, like, doing homework or something. She's like, Adam, you like reggae. Like, you, I know you like Bob Marley.
Did you even like reggae?
I like Bob Marley when I was, like, in middle school.
Yeah, that's who's...
Okay, so she's like, you like
That's because you're, like, learning how to, like, do weed without doing it before you do it.
I remember fantasizing about when I'm going to start doing weed.
Right, yeah, that's like, age 12.
Me and my cousin listened to Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah.
And we were like, I can't wait to get high.
You remember when you see Half... Did you see Half Baked before or after?
Before.
Yeah,
totally before.
You see it before and you're like, dude... As soon as I get pubes.
That looks like the
As soon as I have one ever. Pube, I want to make sure I don't fuck that up. If I start weed now, I might never grow my penis. Well, it's going to stay
it
small.
It might be bad luck.
But at least I can't be bald.
My mom had...
I can't give people... You can't have a small dick and be shaving your pubes also. Be like, check this out. A baby. What if I'm a baby?
Yep. Got an extra half inch, baby.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, like, she had, like, the CD and, like, jewel case, and she was like, Adam, you like reggae, right? And I was like, yeah, why? And she's like, well, there's a rabbi that does reggae.
And is he even a rabbi?
He was Orthodox at the time. And she's like, you know.
Does that mean you're
so
a rabbi? If you're Orthodox, they're all rabbis?
Kind of, yeah. If you're a chassid, they're all technically kind of rabbis, yeah. Because they're all.
But Orthodox isn't Hasidic.
They're Orthodox, Hasidic is part of, it's boring. Hasidic is part of Orthodoxy, but then they're modern Orthodox people that, like, they also shave, but they wear yarmulkes.
Yeah, they just wear the jacket. They wear the, like, the...
It's kind of more Blues Brothers style.
Road to Perdition.
Road to Perdition.
Yeah, style.
Road to Perdition style.
Yeah.
Kind of very Road to Perdition
it's
style.
So the regular Hasidics, that's 1880s, and then the modern Orthodox is 1940s.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.